Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He's Daryl Ryder. I'm Jeff Phelps. Daryl's in for Andy today. Coming up at noon, Brian Anderson, our buddy from the Tampa Bay Rays television network, and of course, former Indian Pride of Geneva. And at 1 o'clock, Chris Rose from the NFL Network and University School here in town. Chris will be joining us at 1 o'clock. Last night, the Miami Heat went to Denver. In each of their first playoff series, Daryl, they won game one. They beat Milwaukee, and I loved Michael Malone last night in the locker room for Denver. He laid this out. He said, they beat Milwaukee on the road. He said, they beat New York on the road. They beat Boston on the road. And then Michael said, not tonight, not in our house. You know, that whole in our house thing. And he was right. His team came out and played really good basketball last night. You know, everything tells you that the Denver Nuggets should win this series and win it quickly and win it handily if you're looking at NBA information, right? Eighth seed, Miami. Eighth seeds don't make the finals, but just one other time, 99, the Knicks. Denver, number one seed. They should sweep up in the series. But I don't necessarily think that's the case. I think you get into the playoffs here, you're playing good basketball, you're healthier. I think Miami will make it a series. I do think Denver will win. I go six or seven games. But, boy, you saw everything there was to see about why Denver is a good basketball team last night, Daryl.
I'm with you. I think the Nuggets are going to win the series. As I said earlier, I am rooting for them. I want to see Joker win an NBA championship. This is his best shot to do it, obviously. I think it's good for the league when the championships get spread amongst the superstars. Dynasties are fun. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. You know,
I think they sell in the NBA.
You know, Jordan in the 90s, obviously the Golden State Warriors, present day. We'll see if this is the actual end of their dynasty.
Kobe's Lakers in between.
Yeah. But I do like it when the championships get spread around. And I think that it's better for the NBA because, like, this was one of the most competitive regular seasons has had in a very, very long time. And the playoffs, and this is part of, I think, the
playoffs
frustration.
They've been great.
Yeah, and disappointment with how the Cavaliers performed. Because you sit there and say, man, was that really an opportunity lost for them? With just how crazy the Eastern Conference was this year, right? Mm-hmm. It's hard not to feel like there was a missed opportunity there. And next year's not guaranteed. Look at the Guardians right now, yeah. Right? I mean, we coming on, and I'm one of them, coming off that division series loss to the Yankees, and maybe part of it's the coping mechanism, right? The bitter disappointment, you soothe it with, well, be back next year.
Right.
Well, next year's not promised, and Guardians are in the tank right now. It's not going well for them, and it's basically the same ball club for all intents and purposes. So there's no guarantee that the Cavaliers are going to do what they did this past season next season.
Agreed.
I don't believe that's the case. Don't get me wrong. I don't believe that's the case. I'm just saying, there's no guarantee. And so I think Denver's the better team, without question. But the reason
Miami plays great team basketball.
And that's what I was about to get to, was the fact that the reason the Heat are in the finals is because they play team basketball just like the Nuggets do. And I think that's why this is going to be a fun series, because it's not going to be superstar dominated, right? It's not just one player running run in the finals. You know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
It's
not only do you have Jokic, but Jamal Murray's so underappreciated and underrated. He missed time with his ACL. He's really good. And I love the fact, love Aaron Gordon, Michael Porter Jr., really nice complimentary pieces on that team. So,
yeah.
There's
team basketball is fun to watch.
It sure is. Drake's in Cleveland. Hi, Drake. Drake, you with us? Guess he's not.
Hello, Drake.
All right, Drake.
Going once, going twice.
Drake, I'll put you back on hold.
Strike three, you're out of
there. Still
there.
I do love the team aspect of it. The team aspect of what Denver's doing and what Miami's done to get here, Daryl,
right.
I think is fun. I think it's critical. I agree with you, and I said this yesterday. I think it would be, and somebody called and disagreed, but we didn't have a chance to put him on the air, oddly enough. That was a joke. I think it would be really good for the NBA to see Denver win. Denver's never won an NBA championship. I like the idea that you like as well. I like spreading out championships if possible.
Yeah. I love the ending the drought stories too.
Yeah.
Except for when they involve the Chicago Cubs or the Boston Red Sox.
I couldn't agree more. Having Jokic, and this is weird, having Jokic finally getting the appreciation that he deserves from the general basketball public, to me is odd. And I say that because this guy's been this good for a long time.
They just won a couple of MVPs.
And nobody knows. At least that's the way people are coming off. It's like, wow, you're getting your first look at this guy. Well, where have you been?
Right.
Have you not watched this guy play? You know,
let's be honest about it. He doesn't get the publicity that Giannis gets or
absolutely.
Steph gets or LeBron gets. Yeah, I mean,
and the time zone that he plays in has something to do with that.
You think that that's what it is, or is
that,
it? The
I think that's part of it. The market that he plays in, and the fact that they've not been an upper echelon. And I say that,
but see, LeBron, when he came out and the Cavaliers were coming out of the Ricky Davis era, like to call it, right? You know, where they just were just unwatchable for years and years and years.
Ricky's a nice
guy. In the post Sean Kemp, you know, 90s teams.
Except for one thing. LeBron was the number one pick. He had already been on Sports Illustrated. Jokic is this kid from overseas who was a second round pick who didn't come over right away and then took a little time to develop.
Right.
See, that's what people don't factor into things. I think in all of pro sports, but especially in the NBA. Guys can actually develop.
Yeah.
You know, but people expect guys
look at the Cavaliers. That was their mantra, right? Draft, develop. Draft and develop.
Well, and it was years ago.
Well, but even with this iteration of this basketball team, even though Kobe Altman's made trades to fill in some pieces, but, you know, Evan Mobley.
Darius, Evan. Yeah.
You know, draft and develop.
Absolutely. Jerry's in Cleveland. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, how you doing?
Well,
I just wanted to say I disagree with you about it would be better to me for the league if Miami wins.
Jerry, you called yesterday and we didn't get John, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, this is your guy?
Yeah. Thanks for listening again, Jerry.
Well, you got in today, Jerry. It's because I'm here, by the way.
I appreciate that.
Anything I can do for you.
Explain your thinking on that, Jerry. And the reason that I disagree is because Miami's been a good team for a long time and a really good organization. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say that they didn't put together these super players like the other teams did. It reminds me a little bit of the Cavaliers before the trade, and where you had all this flexibility and everything that you can do, and it's not as big as having these superstars, which you have on Denver, although Denver's not that team that was put together like the Miami Heat years ago.
Yeah, Jerry, because Denver did it the way that I love to see a team built. They developed these guys. And when they brought in pieces, like they bring in Aaron Gordon, who was a vet, make a trade for him. But
they're not loaded with
superstars either, at least not ones they didn't develop themselves.
To be honest with you, I think that's what's going to mess the Cavaliers up, because they went after the great big superstar, and all of a sudden now they're a team with no flexibility. They're not able to do much. I don't see how they can recover. You got two finesse center and power forward, and you got two midget guards. and there's no flexibility. There's not much they can do. I see them as a good regular season team, and then when they make it to the playoffs, I see the same thing happening over and over again.
Jerry, thank you.
I don't know if I agree with that. I will say this. Donovan Mitchell has to play like a superstar in the playoffs. That's the one thing that disappointed me this year was he didn't do that against the Knicks. I think it would be fair to say Jeff played his worst basketball of the season in that series.
How about...
Like, where was the guy that could put up 40 points in... Just by walking onto the floor. You see what I'm saying? Like, a lot of turnovers. He didn't have it. And it happens. But he needed to play like a superstar for the Cavaliers to really carry these young kids and show them how it's done in the postseason. And he didn't get it done. And I respect the fact that when the season wrapped up, he took accountability for that. He said, it's on me. I did not show up in the way that was... required for my team. And I respect that from guys when they own up to not doing what's expected of them. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't change the fact that this coming season, right next year, he better. And also, too, they are in a vice. I do agree with Jerry one thing. The flexibility right now is not great. And Donovan Mitchell may have his eyes elsewhere or his heart may be elsewhere. And
I've been mentioning that since the minute they made the trade,
and that puts the organization in a little bit of a vice. But you can always do what the Guardians do, right? They always find ways to turn current players into multiple pieces going forward. So if it doesn't happen this year with Donovan, who's to say that they can't trade him and send him where he wants to go and get enough back to keep them in contention, because you have Darius Garland, you have Evan Mobley, right? You've got a good, solid foundation here. So right now, it doesn't feel like a lot of flexibility for the Cavaliers, but, you know, I'm willing to give Kobe Altman the benefit of the doubt just because Kobe Altman's track record is, impressive.
Bold.
Yeah.
He's bold. Well, let me go devil's advocate on you here with Donovan Mitchell. Okay, maybe he didn't have the series that he was supposed to have. Or maybe everybody else didn't back him up.
Yeah, but he's around kids, Jeff.
Hang on. He averaged over 23 points a game and over 7 assists. And New York was completely allowed to focus on shutting him down.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jared Allen, Evan Mobley didn't play like the Cavs wanted them to play. You could say the coaching staff didn't scheme well enough to help Donovan Mitchell out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm playing devil's advocate here.
I know. And you're going to hate how I'm going to respond.
And you're still stuck with 2 6-1 guards. I agree with Jerry. And the bad thing for me is I love all four of those guys in their core four. I don't like the mix.
Every team focuses on shutting down LeBron, and you can't shut him down.
Well, but don't say Donovan Mitchell's LeBron James.
I'm not saying he is. What I'm saying, though, is even when the attention is on shutting you down, if you're as good as you're supposed to be, you can overcome that. That's my point.
But folks, who says he's as good as he's supposed to be? Again, from the day they made the trade, I think the Cavs overpaid for Donovan Mitchell, and they're treating him like Daryl just said. They're building around him like he's LeBron or like he's MJ, and he's not. And that's not his fault. 216-474-0092. How did Denver put it together, and what can the Cavs learn from that? You're not going to like what's coming up at 11 o'clock. You might not like what's coming up next because it's how Denver put this together. Boy, were they sharp and lucky. Let's be honest about that. It's Baskin and Phelps with Daryl right here on The Fan. How'd the Denver Nuggets do it? How'd they build their team? And what could that mean for the Cavaliers? You might not like it a whole lot, but that's coming up here.
The result.
Well, maybe. Yeah, for Denver, you do. How'd Denver do this thing? Can we readily admit they did get lucky? Okay? They did get lucky. And I say that because if you draft a guy in the second round and he becomes a superstar, you got lucky.
Yes.
if you draft a guy in the second round and he's the second European center you take in the same draft, he wasn't even the guy you wanted first. They took Jokic first in the first round and Jokic in the second round. So clearly they thought one guy was better than the other, right? Otherwise you're taking Jokic in the first round. So they didn't even know what they were getting. But they got their superstar in the second round. They also got other guys in picks that aren't necessarily picks where people say, yeah, you're getting that guy's going to be a beast for you. Okay? And this was the number one team in the West. They got Jamal Murray with the seventh pick, Daryl, in the 2016 draft. Okay? And a little reference there, if you want to go Cavs, Darius Garland was the fifth overall pick. Loved Darius. People were screaming that he was no good when he came in. And, you know, when you scream patience, nobody wants to hear it. Patience, what happened? Darius is really good.
Yeah, he is.
You also got Isaac Okoro with the fifth overall pick in his draft. You can scream patience all you want. Tough to develop an offensive game if you don't naturally have one. He's still a young guy, and I'm not going to give up on him yet. But you'd have to say, okay, maybe that didn't work. But Murray was a seventh pick, and he becomes a superstar. So, you know, Murray, Darius Garland, you see how that worked, right? And they also drafted Michael Porter Jr. in the first round. What was the deal on Michael Porter Jr.? Big medical concerns with his back. And it wasn't just his back. His whole family has injury concerns. He had sisters who played ball. I mean, one of his sisters tore her ACL like five times or something ridiculous. His brother played college ball. He couldn't play anymore because of an injury. I mean, they have some injury things in their family. He's turned out to be really good. And what were they with him, Daryl? They were patient.
Yeah.
So, and he was the 14th pick in his draft because teams didn't want him. Remember, the Cavs had a pick in that draft. I kept screaming, take this guy, take this guy, take this guy. They didn't. Denver was patient. It's paid off. He's a nice piece for them. But he's not the centerpiece, and that's okay. What'd they do in free agency? I think they made some nice moves. Bruce Brown has been really good for them. And they have some other guys who have filled out their teams. They made some nice trades. They got Aaron Gordon, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope this year. In other words, they didn't have a number one, two, three pick overall in the draft.
Right.
And they made it work. And then they coached it up. And where they've probably been most patient, Daryl, is at head coach. Michael Malone is one of the longest tenured head coaches in the NBA. I think he's in his eighth season. And we went over it the other day. Third or fourth in longest tenure in the NBA. Popovich, Spoelstra, who's
well,
there.
He's probably the longest tenured without winning a championship.
Yeah. And
because those other guys have rings on their hands.
He had his best regular season in his third season, and then they dropped down win totals. And then last year they got knocked out in the first round. What usually happens in the NBA when that happens?
You get fired.
Yeah. He didn't. They stuck with him. And I just love the patient approach when you think you have the right pieces and the right people. And Denver has
And you
shown
have to be
that.
Confident that you have the right pieces,
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. And they've made it work. And they've coached up a good team and real nice little moves. You know, then Thomas Bryant, they got him in a trade at the deadline. You know, and guys who aren't necessarily contributing here in the playoffs, but rounded out the team very nicely. Jeff Green, who's been on, 97 NBA teams? And but he's helped them, you know?
And, played for the entire league.
Yeah, and I give him a Reggie Jackson, who I like, hasn't really contributed in the playoffs at all, but just made him a nice all-around team. I really appreciate the way they've done it. And I take that and I look at the Cavs, and it makes me think, Daryl, man, be patient. And nobody wants to hear that. Be patient.
Well, they are being patient, though. JB didn't get fired. He's back next year.
True.
Patience will come in is if the end result to next season is not better than the end result from this year.
Can you imagine them being patient at this time next year if they get knocked out in the first round?
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I can't.
It depends on the circumstances.
And it doesn't necessarily mean changing
if
coaches.
The first round goes the way this first round went, Jeff.
Yeah.
No, I can't. Sorry. And I like JB a lot, but no, I can't see them. If it's a repeat situation, no. If it's a situation where hypothetically they go to a game seven and they lose a heartbreaker, then yes, I could see patience because you say, well, it's game seven, stuff happens. But the rash of coaches with rings that got fired during the playoffs this year, I thought really some real bad business in the NBA.
And it seemed that way, didn't it?
It's, and you know this too because you've been around them, but like I've covered enough playoff runs between the three teams in town to have a different perspective and a greater respect for how hard it is to advance in the postseason, how hard it is to get to the final round, the championship round in a postseason, let alone win the whole thing.
Yeah.
So that's why you don't hear me with a lot of you got to go win it all thought. When LeBron was here during his second stint and they were going to the finals every year, yeah, it was, you know, championship or bust for the Cavaliers because of the realization that LeBron's here for a certain amount of time and this team is, the pieces and parts are constantly moving, and you got to cash in that opportunity. But when you talk about the Guardians, when you talk about the current Cavaliers, when you talk about the Browns, I just think that if you go into it as a fan with a championship or it's the season was a waste of time mindset, I feel like you rob yourself of the enjoyment of the actual season.
Oh, Daryl, quit talking like me, man. Can I tell you from hosting this show for 11-plus years, nobody wants to hear that crap.
I know.
Nobody wants to hear it.
I know.
And Daryl, I've always... And
just get in the tournament. Give yourself a chance. Well, that's all you can ask for.
We've known each other a very long time. I know how you approach sports. I think you know how I approach it. I love watching teams build.
Yeah.
I love watching to see
I'm going to disagree with you on that part. I hate watching the build because usually the build involves a lot of losing.
That's true. I find that aspect of sports fascinating, though.
I hear another five-year plan from one of these three organizations ever again.
Couldn't agree more. But, and here's why when I look at the Cavs, I know people, and you just laid it out. If next year at this point, my thought is this. You traded everything you had, asset-wise.
You emptied the clip to get Donovan Mitchell.
And not only draft choices, you gave up a heck of a player in Lauri Markkanen, who had a background in Chicago. And you and I talked about this in the break. People forget, everybody looks at the Lauri Markkanen who was in Chicago when he got traded to the Cavs, who was a guy coming off the bench.
And when the Cavaliers got him, I literally shrugged my shoulders. I was like, okay.
Well, when they got him, I thought, turn him back into the guy who started in Chicago and was really good early. And Utah did that. The Cavs didn't completely do that, but he was really good here. Colin is a guy who can score. You drafted Obagi because he can knock down shots, and that's what he started to do in Utah. And he gave up, three first-round picks and two pick swaps. What does that scream? It screams you better be patient, because if you're not, you're not going to trade Donovan Mitchell and recoup those assets. You're not going to trade Darius Garland and recoup those assets. But the NBA, you can tinker like crazy. To me, you got to be patient with Darius. You've got to be patient with Donovan. You've got to be patient with that combination. You really have to be patient with Evan Mobley.
Here's my issue. Maybe issue is the wrong word. Concern with the Cavaliers' backcourt right now. Both players are great players.
Without question.
I felt this past season, Jeff, they were taking turns. Like, it's your turn, Jeff. You take tonight. I'll get tomorrow night. Like, they would alternate. Like, you never saw on a consistent basis where both players dominated together. It was it felt like they were alternating throughout.
It wasn't this combo. It was tonight.
It's you. Slow down. Right. Yeah. And
I don't disagree with that.
And I think that next season it needs to be they need to share that. They need to be going off the same night together and not doing the okay, it's your night, now it's my turn. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they really are. They're great players. And I give Darius Garland a lot of credit. You make an all-star team, and then they go out and trade for another superstar guard to bring in, and you kind of subjugate your ego a little bit. You set that aside.
Who, by the way, also handles the ball and is also 6'1".
Right. That's extremely hard to do. And we did not have, and as someone who was in the locker room for most of the season, like, you did not have a situation where Garland was pouting and complaining or whispering and this, that. I mean, he was the honest-to-goodness quintessential teammate about that situation. But to me, the next level for the Cavaliers, yes, I know Evan Mobley's got to evolve his game a little bit.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But to me, for the Cavaliers to get to the next level, it's got to be Garland and Mitchell have to be going off in the same game on a regular basis and not that it's your night, now it's my night type of thing, which is kind of, or it's your quarter, now it's my quarter. I just felt like they alternated a little too much last year, and now I want to see that evened out a little bit.
To me, Daryl, the key for them is going to be when do Donovan and Darius not average a combined 50 points a game? That means Evan Mobley's...
Hopefully never.
Well, they averaged 49.9 points a game last year.
Right.
And to me, okay, fine. It's easier in the NBA to shut down 2 6'1 guards than it is, say, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown at 6'8 and 6'6.
Yeah.
And so you either have to add somebody who can do some things on the wing, or Evan has to take that step we all wanted to take.
They need a three desperately.
Without question. And you can get one. Can you get one in the second round? Well, I would think not, if you want to know the truth. Denver drafted Jokic 41st overall. 41st overall in the 2014 draft. He stayed in Europe for a year. He came over here, took some time to develop, and has become a phenomenal player. He's not, he's not a wing guy. Where the Cavs are drafting is 49th in the second round. If you're counting on that draft pick doing anything for the Cavaliers anytime soon, if ever, good luck to you.
You're doing it wrong.
Well, without question. Can it happen? Sure. You want to get depressed? The next segment is for you. I was bored. I went through all Cavalier second round and beyond draft choices. I've put together an all-time Cavs second round draft choice team. Daryl, I've got a first team. I've got a second team. I have some honorable mentions where you blew it up too soon. And it's next on Baskin and Phelps, so I can't wait.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.